Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. At good morning. Just Gibbons and I this week. Ah, Gibbons.
Uh-huh.
I have good news to start the day.
Oh, yes? What is that good news, Riggs?
I got something in the mail yesterday that made me lit up like a Christmas tree.
Ooh.
I lighted up like a Christmas tree, I would say.
What could it have been?
Now, I don't know if I'm going to be judged for getting this.
Oh, God.
But this summer, I'm going to be a scooter guy.
Now?
A scooter guy. Now, not the little Vespa ones like that go like 35, 40 miles an hour on the freeway.
So then like a Razor scooter?
Yeah, I'm talking about like the ones that you can rent. Remember the Bird scooters that they brought to town?
Yes.
And you could rent them with like a little scan code.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just little electric scooters.
Oh, electric. Okay.
Yes.
I thought you meant like the Razors that you kick with your feet like the kids do.
It is. But it's Ooh. Electric. It's powered. So I can go like 18 miles an hour on this thing.
What?
And they go quick. They're fast. I'll bring it in tomorrow. We can try it out. I'll bring it.
Dude.
They're fun. Because I used them when I was in Washington, D.C., and I was like, these things are a cool way to get around town.
You
can fold it and like bring it with you so I can put it in the back of the car, drive downtown and park, I don't know, a mile and a half away from wherever it is I'm going.
Yeah.
Hop on that little scooter, take it to wherever I want to go, beat traffic, not have to deal with parking. You can have a nice little cruise outdoor.
But.
And then I can lock it up, just find a little bike rack or like a street sign and lock it up to that.
Answering my questions, okay.
Which is no problem at all, easy to do.
Uh-huh.
Walk inside, go back out, hop out back on the scooter, go back to my car, put it in the trunk, go home. And I can park wherever I want, just park in a random neighborhood.
True.
And find a place to park. I don't have to pay for parking anymore.
How compact is it when you fold it up and you like would attach it to the bike rack?
It is probably like the size of a stroller, like a little bit. It'll smaller than a stroller.
Really?
Like a stroller if you had a child.
Uh-huh.
So it's very compact, and so you can take it wherever you want.
Oh.
That's the easiest way I could compare it to be would be like a stroller, because it's the box I can easily hold it.
Okay.
Just put it in the back of the trunk. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm excited about it. It's got it's electric, and it goes fast, and it can get me like 13 miles on a charge, and I'm so excited to try it.
Oh, so it's all battery operated.
It's all battery operated, 100%.
No gas involved. Okay.
No gas. And the tires don't have air in them, so I don't have to worry about getting flat tires or anything. They're like these core, like plastic, but rugged tires.
Man.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I can't.
So you'll see, now I have this picture in my head of you with like white shorts on. You have a fanny pack on, a visor on, and you're downtown in flip flops just driving around on this scooter.
Yeah.
Does it have a horn on it?
I'm going to get one.
Oh my God.
I should get one. Because I'm coming through.
Oh my
there
God.
Comes Riggs.
You would.
A scooter. He's a scooter guy now.
Mm-hmm.
Gibbons, what's your good news?
My good news is I just saw Lionel Richie's at Summerfest tonight in the amphitheater.
Yeah,
it
man.
It is 20 friggin' 19.
Yeah.
And Lionel Richie, Nicole Richie's dad, is going to be at the amphitheater. That's a big friggin' deal. I can't believe you still got that in him.
With Michael McDonald from the Doobie Brothers.
Shut up.
Yes.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's his win tonight. That's the and I, if I remember correctly from Sunday when I was at Summerfest, there were signs that said there were still great seats available. So I'm sure that you can probably get tickets to that show tonight if you wanted to go.
I might have to look into that because Lionel friggin' Richie at Summerfest sounds like the greatest. It sounds like the ultimate summer concert.
What a feeling.
Oh,
dancing on the ceiling.
All night long.
Fiesta. Forever.
Oh my God. Yes.
That's all good news. I love that.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie. Rewind.
So I was living a dream last night. I got to meet Kiefer Sutherland from Designated Survivor and 24 and
mm-hmm.
The Lost Boys and Call It What You Will.
Yeah. And while you were living your life, having the time of your life, I was going through a freaking nightmare, Riggs.
Yeah. Before you get to this, by the way, can I preface it by saying that Gibbons had the opportunity to come and hang out. Like, you ducked out early.
100%.
You were getting sleepy and you were fading fast, and that's fine. So I don't want to make this like something that I didn't allow.
Riggs,
I just want to make sure that we don't go down that road. Because I love you.
Allow me to explain.
But tell me.
Okay.
Tell me. Tell me.
So we're at the Kiefer Sutherland show, right?
Yes.
And it's like 10:30.
Yes.
And everyone's going, because we're there like with your wife, who is his record rep. We're there with, I think, his personal manager.
Yeah.
And everyone's going, just hang out till after the show and you'll get to meet Kiefer.
Yeah.
And then somebody goes, oh, there's like 15 minutes left in the show.
Yeah.
Now, doing what we do for a living, I'm under the impression that 15 minutes means at least 30.
Yep.
And then Kiefer is going to have to fight through this crowd of people
yeah.
to get somewhere for us to have a quick hello.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, all right, this is going to be midnight before I see Kiefer Sutherland for 10 seconds, and then I get no sleep, and I'm dead in the morning. I'm going to make the adult decision here. Let Riggs have all the fun, and I'm going to go home just so I know that one of us gets a little bit of sleep. Right?
Right. Thank you.
And this is when the nightmare begins, Riggs.
Oh, God.
I took the hop, the streetcar. I parked my car and took the streetcar to get to Kiefer Sutherland's show, right?
Because the show is at Shank Hall,
yep.
and the streetcar dropped you off, what, over on Ogden?
Ogden and Summer, like two blocks from it, right?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So I'm like, all right, I'll just take the streetcar back. I'll get to my car. I knew when the streetcar was taking off. I had it all planned because that's why I checked the clock. I'm like, all right, now's my time.
Yeah.
I get out, and I see the streetcar about two blocks ahead of me, right? So I'm like, oh my God, now I'm like, I feel like a child back in the day when I was a kid and you'd be the kid who missed the school bus.
Oh, when you missed the bus and you had to chase after it
because
it was like 2 minutes afterwards. Or it came like a minute early and you're like, no.
The beauty of the school bus when you're a kid though, Riggs, is that it takes 2 to 3 minutes for the school bus to load up every time it stops.
Yeah.
With the streetcar, that ain't the case.
No.
So I would run up behind it, Riggs, and I swear to God, I would get almost close enough to touch the damn thing, and it would take off. And then I'm chasing it again. And I would get so close, Riggs, that I can take it.
You were chasing the streetcar?
Chasing the streetcar. And you know me, I'm a big guy, so I would start running, I'd get winded, and I would power walk, and I'd get so close that I could touch it, and it would keep going.
Oh, God.
So guess what?
You ran all the way back to your car, didn't you?
I ran all the way back to my car, and here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. I get back to the car.
Yeah.
At this point now, it's like 10 of 11. My whole plan is screwed up. I am head to toe covered in sweat because it's so sticky and gross outside.
Yeah, it was gross
outside.
Last night. Yeah, it's muggy.
I get in my car. I put the car on. I turn the air all the way up, and
yeah.
I go, I'm going to cool down for a second, and I'm going to scroll on Instagram. And I go on Instagram. Mind you, I left the show 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And what do I see the first thing on Instagram?
What's that?
A picture of freaking Riggs with Kiefer yeah. Sutherland clearly on a tour bus and clearly comfortable.
Yeah.
And that was when I said to myself, damn it! I was so upset with myself, not with you, with no one else, because...
Trying to be responsible, and look what happened.
I tried to be responsible, but I also assumed. I was like, it's Shank Hall, it's packed, how are they going to get Kiefer out? I saw his tour bus out front, and I'm like, they're going to have to take him through these people to the tour bus.
I don't know how they got him in and out. I didn't see him even go out to his tour bus.
Oh, really?
I didn't see him go in. I didn't see him.
I didn't see him go in either. No, but
they're very good at that.
I thought that you were like in his entourage on the way out, so they like got him to the stage and like carried him off and got him to the bus like that.
I don't know how they got him in and out, if it's underground or if they went around the back. I don't even understand how that
happened. It was in record time, though,
and
man, I was... Literally, Riggs, I swear to God, I'm sitting at home at this point. Now I get home, I take the dogs out for a walk. It's almost midnight. I got to get a bite to eat. And I'm eating a ham and cheese sandwich going, why am I an idiot? I'm such a dummy. Damn it.
It's all right. Why didn't you sit and shit waiting for another hop? Or was that the last hop of the night?
I saw the hop there. So I got to get my ass home. And I was, because it's like 20 minutes in between.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll just chase it. I'll find it.
Didn't work.
I didn't, no. And then I went home, Riggs. Here's the... one of the worst parts, again, I went home and didn't even shower, and I'm in here, I'm sweaty, and I smell, and...
You don't smell? And on the silver lining side, you got some exercise last night. You got a nice little jog in, didn't you?
I definitely got my cardio in, bro. Right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings, and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Time now for Hell to the Gnaw.
Hell no.
How long was that song? 3 minutes long? Gibbons has been laughing for 2.5 of those 3 minutes that song was playing about a text that we got for Hell to the No. Please, please. What the hell does it say?
This text we got to 71037.
Yes.
I got to get it together. Get it together. Don't laugh. Get it together.
Okay.
I used to have to beg the preteen boys I nanny for to shower. This summer, they go without being asked. Hooray! One of the boys was in there for a lengthy amount of time my first day back, so I knocked on the door to check on him. Unfortunately, I heard the porn he was watching clear as day. Hell to the nah. They might be getting to the age where they don't need a nanny anymore.
They're watching porn in the bathroom.
Oh.
With the shower just running?
Probably. With the shower running, the sink running, flushing the toilet while they don't hear, and maybe wearing headphones, but because they're a preteen boy, the headphones were not plugged in.
No.
I guarantee you that's what it was, and I'm not speaking from experience or anything. But.
No, not at all.
I saw that, and I couldn't control myself. I kept giggling like a little schoolboy.
No, they don't need nannies.
No.
They don't.
No.
But they might need a restriction on their Wi-Fi.
Just maybe.
Maybe. Hell no.
So now that we got the funny out of the way,
799-1037, or you can also text us to 71037. I had a hell to the no waiting on my doorstep yesterday.
Oh yeah, what happened?
So I got a scooter. By the way, I'm a scooter guy now. I don't know if I told you this, but tomorrow I will show you. I got a battery. It's an electric scooter. It's like one of those ones that you can rent, like the bird ones. I bought one because I wanted to have one. I saw one in Washington, D.C., and I was like, I'm going to get one of these.
and now you have one.
And I explained why. It's on our podcast. You can hear it later. But my wife said, hey, there's a scooter at the front door. And I was like, awesome. It finally came. And she goes, and right next to it, there's a dead bird.
Wait, how random is this?
On our porch, which is covered, there is a dead bird lying on its back next to this box with a scooter in it. Did the bird bring the scooter to me?
What?
And then it died because it was so heavy? It was a small bird.
What kind of weird ass scooter company says buy a scooter and get a dead bird for free?
I don't know,
what
man.
The?
Swagtron scooters. Every e-scooter comes with a dead finch.
Hold on. You did not buy your scooter from a place called Swagtron Scooters.
Damn right I did.
Swagtron Scooters?
Of course
really,
I did.
Riggs?
Yes.
Swagtron.
That was the best one out of all the reviews.
Oh
Swagtron was the best.
God.
It links up with my cell phone. It's got LED lights. It's amazing. It goes the fastest, too. I did my research.
I would like to take back what I
it's
previously
said. It's got swag,
said.
Man.
It's got lights on it?
Yes.
No flipping way.
If I'm going to be on the streets, I want to have some swag. So I went with a Swagtron scooter.
You know what? I'm not even. I got to applaud it now. No problem. Swagtron scooter.
And it came with a free dead bird, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Which is nice. I don't know how a dead bird wound up on our front porch because it would have to fly there. Or did it just die while, it was an odd position. It was laying on its back. Like, if it was in the yard, it would make sense. Like, it fell or it died. It was old age.
Hold on.
I don't know what happened.
Do you knowingly have any outdoor cats in your, general neighborhood?
No, there are no feral street cats. None. And Samson was a camp powwow, so that's out of the question, too.
Oh, man.
I don't know what it was.
This sounds like this saga needs to continue, though, because I'm a little worried for you, dude.
Who left the dead bird?
Who left the dead bird?
You know, I spent 15 minutes wondering what to do with that dead bird, Givens. What would you do? If there's a dead bird on your porch, what do you do? What do you do? Where do you put it? I'll tell you, I wasted an entire trash bag doing it.
An entire trash bag?
Oh, yeah, a whole trash bag.
Oh,
by itself.
Come on, dude.
It's one of those scented trash bags.
Trash bags aren't cheap.
No, they're not.
You got a broom?
Yeah, I do.
You got a little dustpan?
Yeah.
Boom, boom, trash, bang, done.
Yeah, but then it starts stinking up my trash.
It's gonna be in your trash for 3 days, and it's gonna go out to the literal trash for the week.
Have you had a dead bird in your trash before? I've had dead rabbits in my trash before.
Ugh.
There was a time when I had many dead rabbits in my yard.
Oh, I remember those times.
Yeah.
Oh,
apparently my yard is just a dead, it's just a graveyard for pets.
Pet cemetery. Riggs's front backyard.
My dog's the only living creature there.
Oh my God, you're crazy.
Yeah, I am.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. All right, Gibbons the Great walks into the studio with a record of 64 wins and 12 losses. And I'm going to try to take a swing at him this morning, see if I can stump him. Come out of the studio. Hey.
Me got some questions here.
Oh, yeah?
Me was outside, heard a rumor that this bumbaclot they called the Riggs man be trying to stump Gibbons a Great this morning.
You are correct, sir, and I'm going to beat you all over the place this morning. We do it every morning around this time, so if you'd like to stump Gibbons the Great, feel free to call up with somebody. 799-1037. Let's go.
Not today, you bumbaclot. All right, is this someone that exists in real life?
Yes, sir.
Might you have an adult man on your mind?
Yes.
Is this person very famous only for being on the YouTube?
No.
Perhaps you're thinking of a creator of music.
Yes.
Is this a rapper, maybe?
No.
Are you thinking of someone more than 40 years old?
Yes.
Has this person already passed on into the great beyond?
Nope.
Is there an American citizen on your brain?
No.
Is this person of British descent?
They were born in the United Kingdom in London, so yes.
Maybe this is the lead singer of a band?
Yeah.
You got someone who wears maybe round glasses?
No.
Was this person on a very famous show that has already seen its end?
Yes.
All right, are you seeing a rapper, or not rapper, an actor turned musician maybe on your mind?
Yes.
Was this someone who might have been in the city of Milwaukee in the last 24 hours?
Yes.
Maybe someone who you yourself have spent some personal time with?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me clear up the crystal ball really quickly. Now, my boy Gibbons is a little upset about this because of his experience there.
Yeah.
But Gibbons are great. Let's clip the ball. No. That you'll be thinking of Mr. Kiefer Sutherland, a.k.a. Jack Bauer.
Yes, that is correct. That is who I was thinking of.
Now, when it comes to once-in-a-lifetime experiences...
Yes.
Maybe pretty sure you had one of them last night.
Uh-huh, and I got Gibbons back because I don't know if you remember, but Gibbons once ruined my childhood dream of being on stage for Double Dare Live.
It'd be true.
He destroyed that, so this is part of me destroying a dream for his. And I will destroy many more of his dreams because it will never add up to the fact that he destroyed my Double Dare dream. Let Gibbons know when you see him through the hallway that I hate him for that still, and I will never forgive him for ruining my dream.
Well, listen, one thing you're not going to be able to do, you can do whatever you try to do to Gibbons.
I like you, though.
You're not going to be stumping Gibbons the Great this
you're
morning.
Okay. You would never do something horrible like that to me, would you, Gibbons the Great?
No, the only thing me do is crush your dreams of trying to stump me, you bubble
clots. I know,
clots.
That's fair enough.
All right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's an interesting game. There's no prizes involved. We just want to get to know you a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
So 799-1037, that's the number. You tell us, just describe us what you do in a work day, all right? And then Gibbons and I will guess what you do for a living.
Yeah.
Let's go to Annie first. Annie, good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from West Dallas.
All right. So give us a brief description what you do every day for work, and Gibbons and I will guess what you do.
Okay. So I wake up. I get to work around 9-ish, maybe a little bit earlier.
But what do you do when you get to work? Like, that's what we're going to know.
I check my email.
Okay.
And then I reply to the most important ones right away. My day changes every day. It just kind of depends. Like, every week is different. Every single day is different. I have no idea what's going to happen. I will call parents, and I will check in with... I can't give it away. But.
Okay. All right. I think I know what it is. Give it to you. Go first. Go ahead.
I think she is a school guidance counselor.
Okay. I think you're a principal.
Do I answer what I am or what?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I am a social worker.
Oh, you're a social worker.
Okay.
So do you work with kids or adults or both?
Both.
Okay. So you call the parents, you check in with the kids, and make sure that everything's going all right.
Yes. I work for Child Protective Services.
Oh, so you do good work.
Yes.
In the community.
I try to.
All right. Well, thank you for doing good work in the community. We appreciate you listening this morning, Annie. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
We did not get that one right.
No.
Unfortunately.
We were close. We were in the neighborhood. I thought, honestly,
Riggs,
I didn't think we were going to be anywhere close. Guidance counselor, social worker, they're kind of in the same
realm. Maybe a little bit. All right. We'll go to the next one. Who is this? Good morning, Kiss FM. Who are you?
This is Joseph Eisner.
Joseph?
Hi. This is Joseph Eisner.
Oh, there he is. Joseph.
Hey.
All right. Joseph, describe us what you do at work, and we'll try to guess what you do for a living.
I stab people with needles until they get happy.
Are you a phlebotomist?
No.
Are you a nurse?
Nope.
What?
Are you an
acupuncture therapist?
No, I'm a tattoo artist.
Oh, come on, man.
Needles, man.
I am so disappointed in myself.
I'm disappointed in you, too. You're a tattoo guy, Gibbons.
Dude.
I don't know.
I'm sorry on behalf of myself.
I went phlebotomist. I was like, would you test people's blood for a living?
Right.
Nobody gets happy from a blood test.
This is his girlfriend. I'm a big fan of you guys.
Oh my God! Well, thank you for listening.
We love you.
We love you. Does he
give you?
Does he give you free tattoos?
Yes.
Good.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for calling.
And actually, that's how we fell in love.
Oh, nice. Aww. On the chair. Inking it. He accidentally wrote your name.
Oh.
And thanks for calling. Appreciate you listening this morning. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, this is Danny.
Hey, Danny. How are you?
Good. Yourself?
Awesome. Tell us what you do at work, and Gibbons and I will guess what your job is.
All right. You ready?
Yes, ready.
So, I go to many different houses throughout the Tri-County area.
Okay.
And I... How do I say this without giving it away?
Yeah.
People that are uncomfortable, I make them comfortable.
Okay. People that are uncomfortable, you make them comfortable. You go to different houses. Do you do something with like home inspections? That's my guess. Gibbons, what's your guess?
I think you're an at-home physical therapist.
Okay. What is it?
I am an HVAC technician.
HVAC technician. So you're a climate control specialist.
That's it.
And you're super popular around this time of year, aren't you?
Oh, it's nonstop.
Nice. Thanks for calling, man. Appreciate you listening.
Thank you, guys.
HVAC over there.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. We can kick call this morning. Who is this?
Lisa.
Lisa, how are you?
Fine.
All right, Lisa. Describe to Gibbons and I, what do you do for a living every day?
I sit in my car all day and people don't know I'm there.
Sit in your car all day.
People don't know.
Are you, do you do security?
Close.
What do you think, Gibbons?
You gotta be an undercover cop, right? But like a detective.
Yep, private detective.
Private detective, nice.
Wait.
Yeah, can you like get dirt on people? Is that what you do?
Yes, that's what I do.
Oh my God.
Doing it right now.
That is awesome. You're working right now. Are you tailing somebody?
Yeah, no, I'm not feeling it, but I'm
going to
go hunting somebody.
This is awesome. Lisa has the coolest job ever.
Seriously.
A private detective.
Whoa.
Thanks for calling, man.
No problem.
Good luck out there.
Bye-bye.
And that's the only one we got right. Really, you got one right.
Hey, listen. We talked to like five people. One of us was right one time. Those have to be Hall of Fame numbers somewhere,
dude, Gibbons
right?
The Great has better odds than you do. Are you kidding me?
It's funny because it's true.
It really is. Thanks for everybody that called in. Appreciate you listening this morning. Whatever job you're going to, we appreciate you listening to KISS.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!